Welcome to this Apple TV OS 10 demo and my iPhone iOS 10 demo. Because for this demo, I want to show you the simple trick, or not even a trick, but a simple tip of the fact that you can actually use your iOS device as an input keyboard to your Apple TV 4th generation, in this case, without actually having to use the remote app. So all I'm really going to do is to show you how to use it in two situations, i.e. when it brings up the keyboard for search, or when it brings up the restrictions keyboard to type in a restrictions passcode. So first of all, let me just flick down on my Apple TV 4th gen here using the Siri Touch remote.
Search, row 2,
and I'm going to click on search. Screen dim.
Search.
Apple TV keyboard, keyboard input, enter text on your Apple TV using your iOS keyboard, press to type.
So if I touch towards the top of the screen on my iPhone.
Notification, Apple TV keyboard, now, keyboard input, enter text on your Apple TV using your iOS keyboard,
press to type. And I'm just going to press to type, as it says.
Text notification, Apple TV keyboard, go.
Okay, I've actually now got the on-screen keyboard on my iPhone. And that go button was the focus on the go button at the bottom right hand side of the keyboard. So that was the last thing I actually used on the on-screen keyboard. So if I come down to my keyboard two-thirds of the way down on my iPhone screen.
Cap Y. Yankee.
And I'm going to type in Y.
Cap Y.
Cap Y.
And you can hear the Apple TV through Karen Eckwick because I've got Alex running on my iPhone. And type in E.
R. R. E. E.
E. E.
Okay, and
D.
S.
S.
S. Yes. Yes.
Okay, so I just typed in yes. That's all I really need to type in, because I'm going to search for yes minister. So if I touch on the right-hand side of my screen, on the on-screen keyboard on my iPhone.
Delete. Go.
There's the go button. Double tap on go.
Yes. TV shows. Yes minister.
iBooks.
One of four. Button.
Okay, so you heard two things just then. You heard the hints read out by Karen, said, yes, minister, and then one of four. And then you also heard Alex say iBooks, because it's now gone off the on-screen keyboard on my iPhone back to my normal iPhone settings. So if I touch my screen, flick to the right.
iTunes Store. iBooks.
Okay, that available. Was the last, that was the app that spoke when focus came from the on-screen keyboard. So that's how easy it is to invoke the on-screen keyboard from the Apple TV to your iPhone. It just pops up with a notification. The other thing that I'm going to do is show you what happens with the restrictions passcode, and of course it's going to be very similar. So I'm going to press the home button on my touch remote.
Home, search, row 2, colon 1.
And I'm going to flick up back to movies on the Siri touch remote, of course.
Movies, row
click
1,
on movies.
Colon 1, movies, recent per cases. 24.
Okay, that's my recent purchases. That'll do me. Click to the right.
Ghostbusters, 2008. Ice Age, Collision Course, Midnight Special, 2016. 3 of 24.
Now, I happen to know it's going to bring up a restrictions pin number, so I click on the trackpad on the Siri Touch remote.
Midnight Special, 2016. Midnight Special, 2016. Play button.
And click on play.
Enter passcode.
Apple TV keyboard. Keyboard
enter
input.
Your 4-digit
enter text
passcode.
On your Apple TV using your
keyboard.
iOS keyboard. Press to type.
There's my Apple TV
no
keyboard. So I'm going to touch
one
towards the top of the screen.
No value.
Notification. Apple TV keyboard. Now.
No
keyboard.
Press on it.
Enter text
three
on your text field.
No
is edit
value.
Apple TV keyboard.
Four
enter passcode. Enter your 4-digit passcode.
Okay, and here's my passcode keyboard on my iPhone. Of course, I was using headphones. People couldn't hear it.
Two.
So I'm going to type in a dummy passcode.
Selected. Three. Selected. One character.
Three. Bullet.
Eight. Zero. One character.
Zero. Bullet. Bullet.
Zero. One
zero.
Character.
Three bullets.
Seven. And four bullets.
Four bullet. Play. Playing.
Videos.
Okay, and there's the movie playing. And of course, on my iPhone, if I flick to the right.
iBooks. Actions available.
I'm back to the icons on my home screen. And of course, I can just press the pause button.
Stop.
On the Siri Touch
Media
remote.
Controls.
Now, where I think it doesn't work with the on-screen keyboard popping up is in Netflix. So let me just go
Resume
and check
playing.
For us. So I'm going to press the home button.
Media controls. Movies. row 1,
and I'm going to flick down,
search, row 2,
and click across to my entertainment folder,
settings, computers, tech news folder, entertainment folder,
click on that,
11 items, entertainment, Netflix,
click on Netflix,
row 1, column 1, net, David,
okay, click on David,
Netflix, play, button.
Okay, I'm going to flick down.
Continue watching for date TV shows. Marvel's Luke Cage.
Okay, let's try Marvel's Luke Cage. It should have a passcode in it.
5, play season 1, episode 1.
Play season 1, button. Click on that.
1 of 4, enter pin to watch restricted content. Marvel's Luke Cage, pin. Secure text field.
Okay, and if I check my iPhone, there was no buzz for notifications.
Mail, 6 unread emails. Telstra Mobile Network, step mail, 6 unread emails.
Okay, I don't have any notification button there to activate the on-screen keyboard. So hopefully when the developers get access to the APIs, they can invoke that function, I hope. And of course, I wanted to check if it was working again. I'm just going to press my home button on my Siri Touch remote.
Home, entertainment, Netflix, row 1.
And press home again. 1.
Closing entertainment folder, entertainment folder. 11 items,
row 2, left.
Column, tech news folder, computers, settings, row 2, search,
click on search.
Search, TV shows, yes minister,
click up.
1 of 4, movies, yes ma'am,
get the keyboard to come back up 10. Again,
Apple TV selected, keyboard input, keyboard. Enter text on your Apple TV letters. Using your iOS keyboard,
so press touch on the iPhone screen again,
notification, Apple TV keyboard, now, keyboard input,
and just to show you where it is, if I go up a little bit,
iOS keyboard. Press Telstra Mobile Network.
There's my status line. Okay, so back down again.
Notification. Apple
and
TV
press
keyboard.
On it.
Now, keep secure.
And
Apple TV keyboard. Search. Enter text on your Apple TV using.
I come down the bottom right hand side.
Delete.
There's my delete button on my keyboard.
E.
S. E.
Delete.
E.
Delete.
Cap Y.
Cap E.
Okay, and I've just deleted the word yes for yes minister. And then, of course, if I wanted to, I can just press my home button on my iPhone. Or I can press the home button on my Apple TV remote.
Home, search, row 2, column 1.
Okay, so that was a little bit of a play around with using your iOS device, in this case my iPhone, as the keyboard input for the Apple TV 4th generation running iOS 10 on my iPhone and tvOS 10 on my Apple TV. And I didn't have to do anything to enable that function to come up. As soon as the on-screen keyboard appears on my Apple TV, it appears on my iPhone. But anyway, that completes this demonstration of using your iOS device as an input keyboard to your Apple TV, in this case, the 4th generation. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.